What is it? What is it? What's that's yours? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 4 goes what I just said. Verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. You can go, yes, and on the contrary, about dumping that trash in your yard. What if they bagged up and you hear something? Beep, beep. Hey, what are y'all doing? Well, Kenny Jones told me to drop this $4 million in your front yard cash. Oh, come on. Come on. Bless. Put it over. Go ahead, let me move this car out the way. Come on. You accept that, wouldn't you? That's so of God. Oh, really? You heard from the Lord, Kenny. Let me find his phone number. I ain't even got it. I'll find it. Thank you. You accept that, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, man, the devil's trying to dump trash in your yard, and God is trying to dump his blessings in your yard. Now, what you going to make room for? With your mouth, what are you going to make room for? In your heart, what are you going to make room for? I'm going to declare it's mine in 2019. Glory to God. My house is mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are you declaring? What are you declaring? See, on October 1st, I put that stake in the ground. Right here. And every time I walk by a pie during Christmas, it sure look good, but I can't have it. Brother-in-law, oh, man, go and take you. You know you're wrong. Go and take you a bite, man. Come on, man. Uh-uh, bro. Uh-uh. Now, look, I ain't saying I ate everything perfect because of the area I live in. Keto, does really, you're supposed to eat all grass-fed, everything. And where I live, they don't even have the butter I need. Because I live in Oxford, I stop at a Walmart between home and there to get some of the things I need. So they call it lazy keto. If I ain't got nothing to eat, I will stop at Burger King and get me one of them 10-piece nuggets. I'll eat one of those. You really kind of ain't supposed to eat them, but I'm hungry. I'm going to eat. I'm driving down the highway. Where I'm going to go? You can't go in a gas station and buy nothing but some pork skins. Now, I used to buy chips and all kinds of stuff. Candy, but I can't buy none of that. But I put the stake in the ground right there on October 1st. I got something to reference to, and every time I want to get one, you remember on October 1st, you said that was it. I had somebody tell me, yeah, when you and your brother make up your mind, that's it. I see that. Y'all made up y'all mind, didn't we? It's over with. And I went 2 or 3 months with no bread, but boy, praise be to God, the keto, whoever came up with keto biscuits. And Kenny Jones can make some keto biscuits. Ask Terrell. Boy, I hadn't had a hamburger in 2 months. Boy, I turned that keto biscuit into a loaf and ate me a hamburger, boy. Woo, it was wonderful. It was like heaven. Heaven. Praise God. I'm messing with y'all. It was good, though. Hallelujah. Let's go further. Y'all got me on rabbit trails. We all purchased something. We have all purchased something for someone else. I'm going to see if this will go through while I'm talking. In this case, I'm going to refer to our children, those who have them. And then I have in parentheses to call my son, if possible. I don't know if he's going to answer. I've got a point to make, but I don't know if he's going to answer or not. So we're going to see. Anyway, we just get 1 second. He might be in church too. If he is, okay, then it's no problem. I told him that. Now, I've purchased several things and told my son that those items were his. I purchased them. I paid for them out of my pocket. And said, son, here, I gave it to you. Here, I got this for you. I kind of figured he wasn't going to answer, he's going to be in church. Anyway, it's all right. Can you guess? Well, hold on. Later on, I've referred to those items as his. I referred to them as mine. So, son, you know, I paid for that. You know, it's really mine. Uh-uh, daddy. But I paid for it. Don't matter, daddy. You gave it to me. But, son, that was my money. You didn't work for it. Daddy, don't matter. Mm-mm, that's mine. Even though I spent the money, the time, and the effort for the item, he still claims it as his. For example, his four-wheeler sitting out there. You cannot tell Jabray Jones that it's not his four-wheeler. When he turned 5, I purchased the four-wheeler. And ever since then, Jabray been saying, what? My four-wheeler. Since 5 years old. Ask him, Jabray, ain't that your daddy four-wheeler? And see what he say. Mm-mm, that's mine. But then your daddy pay for it? Don't matter. Mm-mm. He gave it to me. If anyone else tries to claim what's his, he will say, my daddy bought that for me, and you can't have it. If you see him with an Apple Watch on, with his Apple Watch on, ask him. You know, since your daddy paid for that, he told me to get. Mm-mm. You might want to verify that first for you. Why? Because I gave it to him. It's who? It's his. So watch this. When pressure from situation begin to press, kick, and push, tell it and declare to it, no, no, no. This is my rightful place. My rightful belonging. My right to believe. My right to give. My right. Let me get my paper right. My right to be healed, etc. And your situation can't make me, and you situation can't make me believe, say, or do otherwise. It's mine. What are you declaring this year for 2019? That's just one of the things. I'm going to get down to where I'm supposed to be. I know if I put on kick in the exercise, it'll come off faster. I'm going to get to that. What are you declaring this for this 2019 that's going to be yours, that's already yours? God has already provided, Bishop said it, but it's up to you. It's up to you, each and every one of you. Man, I sure would like to do this, that. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I'm seated, and you're seated in heavenly places. And what gets bound on earth by me and you gets bound in heaven. And what gets loosed on earth by me and you get loosed in heaven. You see, you taught my message too. Faith is now. I heard Bill Winston say this. You can't store up faith. You can't store it up and put it on reserve. You have to use a win now. Why? Because it's mine. He gave you faith. Watch this. See, God has given to every believer the what? Measure of faith. So that's yours when? Now. So you are equipped to declare, it's mine. He's given it to you. Watch this. And after God gave you the measure of faith, he told us how to maintain it. He said, Jude 20, but ye beloved, building yourself up on your most holy what? By doing what? How many of you praying in the Holy Ghost? You see how all that tie together? You can declare it's mine all you want to, but you got to do all of it. Look, I can stop eating sugar and keep eating bread. Guess what's going to happen? I'm going to gain the weight back. I got to do all of it. Come on now. Let's look at what Abraham did.